Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. It's 8 o'clock Eastern. Got the latest update on Hurricane Sally. Lots of discussion going on right here in the operations area at the Hurricane Center on the latest information from the aircraft, watching every single piece of data from buoys, getting the latest information so we can pass it on to you. The winds, 85 miles an hour, moving now. This is the new update, northwest at 2 miles an hour. So a very slow movement, and that's been the story that we've been talking about for the last few days, is that the impacts because of the slow movement. We're now 105 miles southeast of Biloxi, Mississippi. So let's look at the radar first. You can definitely see the center here. That's the center of Hurricane Sally. And the other part of this, you can see some of those bands right around the center, that heavy rain, that convection and the strongest winds. But not only that, look at these rain bands. That's something that we were talking about the last couple days on where these set up. The slower the system moves, the slower these rain bands actually move. And the storms move fast, but the actual rain bands don't move. And you look at some of these, you start looking at some of these cells, not only heavy rain, but you can also get the potential for tornadoes as well. And that's prompted the Storm Prediction Center to put out a tornado watch. Places Apalachicola, including Panama City, all the way back over to the Mobile metropolitan area. So any one of these areas, those cells coming on shore, water spouts, and you get the possibility of tornadoes as well. So switching over to the latest track forecast, it's still slow. So moving at 2 miles an hour, tropical storm force winds extending out about 125 miles from the center, and a slow movement. So let's look at the timing. You start looking at 7 a.m. Central time. What time? That's 1 a.m. tomorrow morning. That's all the movement. So making this turn, trying to make this turn very slowly. And then Wednesday afternoon, early Thursday morning, and Thursday afternoon. That's all the movement through Thursday afternoon. So that's a problem. So the slower the movement, the more rainfall. And this looks to be an incredibly dangerous situation when it comes to this rainfall forecast. We're looking at areas that could get anywhere from 15 to 20 inches, maybe even 30 inches of rain. Dangerous, very dangerous situation associated with flash flooding. The rainfall right there on the coast, but also stretching inland as well through Alabama and the extreme southeast corner of Mississippi. But also with time, if you think about the slow forecast, with time eventually getting that rain into portions of Georgia and even South Carolina, that area up in there, 6 to 10 inches of rain. That's that orange value there. So it could be some flash flooding in central portions of Alabama through Georgia and even South Carolina there. So dangerous situation, big time danger here. And also, we're looking at that slow movement can cause problems with the storm surge. So you get that onshore flow in Louisiana pushing that water into areas on those east-facing shores, but right along that center, and especially the center and to the right side, you get those storm surge values. So Dauphin Island over to the Alabama-Florida line there, 4 to 7 foot of water. Mobile Bay, 6 to 9 foot, depending on the track. And then even 2 to 4 foot on the Florida border over to Okaloosa-Walton County line. So dangerous situation associated with these, the winds, the rain, and also the storm surge. And you saturate the soils, put some wind on that, you can knock down power poles and trees and get some power outages. So that's the latest information from the National Hurricane Center on Hurricane Sally.